By acting as well, by actually the, so it's in a certain sense, if you think, for example, of ISIL, what happens there is somebody speaks the desire to revive the caliphate, takes that into action, embodies that in their actions, in their thoughts, in their writing, but in their conversation with others. Other people join with that and commit themselves to the embodying that idea. What you find really in the 31st path is the embodiment of the idea that can heal or the idea that can kill. And what the Arthurian story tells us in this stage is that the beginning of the Arthurian story is at a time when the world is in chaos, where there is no sense of center. I'm going to read you later Tennyson's poem about the coming of Arthur, where he talks about how the world has become chaotic and how men have become like wolves and wolf and are worse than wolves because they are wolf men. And there is no sense of center. And what is needed in the Arthurian story is the coming of the king and the queen. Not just the king, but the king and the queen. In order for there to be a center, the round table has to be center. There has to be the energy of the sword, and there has to be the gathering energy, the containing energy of the table and the grail, the gift of Guinevere. So there is a joining of opposites that needs to happen here. You find that reflected in the tarot card, really, where there is a man and a woman and a child arising out of coffins, and above them there is an angel sounding this great clarion call of awakening. So here there is awakening. There is a revival of things that have become deadened or lost. You know, we find something of this as well in the story, again in the beginning of the story of Myrddin, where we have the false king who is trying to establish a false tower. And what Myrddin does as the child Merlin does is to go down into the deeps of the land, down into the beginnings of things, where he finds the two dragon, the white and the red, we have at the center of our table. And he joins, and by joining together the white and the red, there is this great sense, he has his great vision, in which he sees the coming of Aurelius, the coming of Arthur, the coming of the whole, the coming of something new. So all of this is kind of, we touch on in this path. The complementary path to this is the path that joins Netzach to Malchut, a very watery path of the tarot card, the moon. It has the Hebrew letter Kof, which means the back of the head. So we'll come to that in January, but right now we're looking really at this place of fiery resurrection. We're looking at the breath that wakes things up. And we're looking at the fire of the mind, fire in the head, the Celts used to say. Right, so we're looking at the place where the mind when combined with the body, when becoming concrete, not detached, not split away. We're looking at that fiery kind of power then that happens in this place, and that can be used for good or ill. And we all use it for good or ill, depending on our intention, depending on where that place in us connects to.
good example of that is that when there's a wonderful, inspiring way we could go, like politically, we could have a national health system or something, and then it gets fucked up.
Yeah, it totally does, right? So that's exactly that. And it's... I don't know if you've watched the series Cobra, which is about Robert Carlyle as Prime Minister. Anybody see it? It's brilliant. It's really appropriate to what we're looking at. Because we have this very principled Prime Minister. And the whole story begins with a great solar flare that knocks out the grid, national grid, and we have a prime minister at a crisis time trying to put something right, and his Robert Carlyle just plays this quite powerful, quite principled figure, but alongside him there is Archie, who's the Home Secretary, who wants to be prime minister. And Archie is devious, is cunning, is clever, is skillful, but he's not gumming, this phrase that we have in the meditation of Gan Avthera, going with Arthur. He's not going with Arthur, he's going with himself. To go with Avthera, to go Gan Avthera means you're aligned with the deeper life, the deeper intention of things. Now Archie in this story really is all the time, it really doesn't care what, Robert Carlyle figure, who in a sense is a kind of Arthur figure here, who is holding the centre, trying to enable something, to enable healing to happen, while Archie all the time doesn't give a damn about any of that. He just wants to be Prime Minister, and so he represents that cleverness, trickiness, complexity of the mind. And I think, that's something we encounter all the time. We certainly, the COP26, we could certainly see both the wish, the will in some places for something good to happen, and also the subversion of that, and also the corruption of that somewhere. So this is all somewhere part of this territory of the 31st path.
Can you spell Gan Avthera?
Gan Avthera, first word is Gan, G-A-N, Gan, just means with. Avthera, is this the Welsh pronunciation of Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R.
Just Gan.
But Gan Avthera means with Arthur, we are with Arthur. It comes really from the, we find it in the Prithayanavan's poem. When with Arthur we went to the harrowing, a fanaitham ni ganavthir, tafareth lachitz. It's ni we ganavthir, we go with Arthur. What does it symbolize for you, Rob?
That meeting place. So it's there in our meditation.
Mm. Yeah.
There's something more.
It's about balance, it's about meeting opposites. So when we do the Kabbalistic cross, we trace the middle pillar, and then we trace the two side pillars and join them together. Right, so what we're doing there is bringing in that sense of alignment with the central axis of ourselves and the central axis of the universe, and balancing the opposites together. Now, last month when we did were on the 32nd path, we were looking at the path of the middle pillar. Right, so we're looking at the center path. Today we're looking at one of the side pillars of the tree. So we're looking at the path that leads to. From Malchut to Hod, that then goes to Hod to Gevurah, then from Gevurah to Bina. It's called the Pillar of Severity. And it's got a very, so we're looking one side, then next week we'll go to the other side of the tree. So, and the idea of this always is to create dynamic balance, not an unenergized balance, a balance where the opposites work together.
So, without going into too much, my gift, in the visualization was a cross, it's also a sword.
Yeah.
Whereas we have that tempers the fire energy of the sword. So
yes, exactly. So the sword is balanced. So the fire energy of the sword is balanced. Yes, exactly.
The wind cross is like Ganatha, it's holding that sense of balance.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly so. No, exactly. And that image, I mean, and certainly in the Arthurian tradition, that image of the cruciform sword is used an awful lot. The sword that is also a cross, you find that coming up a lot in Arthurian tradition.
Oh, really?
So that's a very appropriate image to have been given. Mm. Mm. Yeah, it's powerful. It's very central. Very, yeah, good. Mm. Yeah, it is. Might even be real. Yeah, it might even be real.
It's a lot of catch up with what's happening.
It's quite something.
My imagination's way ahead of me.
You might actually be tapping into something that actually is speaking back to you. Okay. That could be happening. Okay, any other burning questions? We should probably break, because this town still will be flooded with people today, so we want to have lunch. We probably need to break early at 12, unless anybody's got a burning thing that they want to deal with before. No? Okay, wonderful. So let's come back together at 1:30. If you're welcome to stay in the room, if you want to stay here. But if you are the last person leaving the room, please lock the room behind you so that your stuff can be safe, really. But you're very welcome to stay here. There's obviously make yourself tea and coffee. If you've got anything you want to heat up, then there's a microwave there that you can use. But otherwise, we'll reconvene at 1:30, and we'll see what's happened in the frost fair, I guess, or not.